Okay. Hi, it's Face Smile again. And I'm so excited to answer this questionnaire by JM Delphi. Delphi. I don't know. So yeah, here it goes. Warm up question. What's your current phone ringtone? Feel free to play it. So my phone is always on silent, but this is my ringtone. Yeah, I have that classic. Okay. So first things first. What is your go-to genre? Can I say mainstream or pop? Probably pop. If like I'm bored and I just want something to listen to, so I'll play something pop-ish or whatever is in the radio. So mainly mainstream. So yeah, I should stop saying yeah. Okay, number two, what is your current phone ringtone? That is the same question. Feel free to share if you're doing this as an audio. Okay, so yeah, I guess I've answered number two. So next question, go to bands. Next question, go to bands. We are talking lifelong commitment here. That's so hard. I like Foster the People, Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, wait. So yeah, but I mean, it's not that I get tired of them, but yeah, when I discover new bands, I forget about those that I used to like. Yeah, I'm that bad. I'm so sorry. Go to bands, One Direction. Lately I've been listening to bands lately. I forgot 1975, but yeah, I used to love them. I still love them. So, go to bands. I'll have to say Foster the People. Yep. Next. Do you remember the first song artist you ever heard? Not really, but I know, say, grow up. I remember when I was a child, I used to sing this song called Sha-la-la-la-la. By the Venga Boys. I think that's Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. Yeah. So, yeah. That's the first song artist I've ever heard. What has influenced your musical taste over the years? That's interesting. Well, I mean, I couldn't really say my friends because I'm the one who introduced them to music that I like. So maybe like I spend a lot of time online and like curiosity. What has influenced your musical taste over the years? So yeah, mainly I guess my curiosity and my emotions. Like, yeah, this is gonna sound so cheesy, but yeah, when I listen, I feel like I listen with my heart. Oh, that's so fucking deep. But yeah, I mean, yeah, when I listen to songs, I listen to feel. So, yep. I'm rambling. Okay, moving on. Do you play instruments? No, I wish I could. I tried to learn how to play the guitar, but I have no patience. And yeah, probably all of us, but I was forced to play the recorder during elementary days. So yeah, that's the only instrument I can play, and I don't even know if I can still play it. Can I read music? No, not really. Unless we... I can't. So, next. Please list specific examples when possible. Has music ever made you cry from... Oh, yeah. Okay. Didn't say the question, but yeah. Has music ever made you cry from sadness? Yeah, I'm thinking of a song that made me cry. What is the song that made me cry? Fuck. Wait. Wait, made you cry from... I know there's something that made me cry from sadness. The first thing that pops into my mind is Bon Iver's cover of I Can't Make You Love Me. Is it I Can Make You Love Me? Oh gosh, search. That song. Iver, I think it's Bon Iver. I keep saying Bon Iver. Yeah, it's Bon Iver. God damn it. So, giving you happy tears. I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Probably the entire album of Zayn, the Mind of Mine. Is that the album, right? Mind of Mine. Mind of Mine. Gotta check. Yeah. The full album made me cry. Happy tears because I'm so proud of him. That's how much I love Zayn. Made you euphoric. What's that song? I gotta check my iTunes library. But yeah, a song that made me euphoric. I can't make you love me. Also, a song that made me cry was probably what's that? Fuck. The one by Melanie. Pity Party by Melanie Martinez. And so yeah, a song that made me euphoric. I can't think of any. Probably haven't yet, but I'm sure it did. Ooh, yeah, I really can't think of any. Okay, so a song that made me euphoric. I know it happens all the time, but I can't think of any. But I remember like listening to Panic at the Disco's album with my sister was pretty cool. I mean, I felt really happy that like that's the latest. That's like the latest feeling of euphoria I felt. So yeah, and I think it was Victorious or Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time, like We Were Both Just, or I guess it was Death of a Bachelor, or no, probably Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time. So yeah, back to that. We were singing that at the top of our lungs while my dad was driving, and yeah, it was just so fucking fun, and I just felt really happy that time. So that's the latest euphoria. So do you ever hear something and then become overwhelmed with the urge to let the rest of the world experience it? For example, that always happens to me when I find new songs, like I want to tell everybody. I mean, as long as it's not that, I mean, the song that I found isn't that personal for me, but yeah, I just feel like I want to tell everybody, yo, check out this song, this is fucking cool, you should check this out. And yeah, but I don't do it because I'm scared of annoying people. So for example, the two things that I have this feeling of right now is Lorde's new song Liability and Hayley Kiyoko. I forgot her name. I'm so bad with names and titles. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I try. At least it was. Yeah, it's Hayley Kiyoko and Step Over. I've been listening to that song for like, I don't know, for like three, 4 days now. And, yeah. So, yeah, I'm obsessed. So, what is your guilty pleasure? I mean, I don't really believe in guilty pleasures, because if something gives me pleasure, then I shouldn't feel guilty about it. Yeah, but I'm still gonna answer this question. So yeah, what is my guilty pleasure would probably be mainstream music. Yeah, I mean, I'm that kind of person who, I don't listen to mainstream, blah, 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 but deep inside that, I'm a fan of mainstream songs. I hate myself. So, okay, you've just lost your entire music collection and have just enough time to download 10 songs for the plane. What do you pick? Oh my god, that is just so hard. I mean, for hours we or how long is the plane ride? Like, is it like 4 hour plane ride, or is it like 16 hours, or is but well because questions like that takes me forever to answer, so I guess I'm just gonna say the 10 songs. I mean, make them the top 10 most played songs in my iTunes library. So it's Kylie Kyoko's Slip Over, Hello Cove's Heat Wave, the oh, and don't know, should I play a remix? Should I choose the remix or yeah, I'll choose the original one then. Blow Your Mind by Dua Lipa, the acoustic version. That's three, right? Hello, Slip Over, Heat Wave, Blow Your Mind, then Get You by Daniel Caesar, Feel Good Inc., the remix version. I mean, and it's I don't think it's a cover version. Lord's Liability. Noah Airport Bar. How many is that? Haley, Slip Over, Hello Goes, Blow Your Mind, Get You, Feel Good. So that's five. Then Liability, Airport Bar. So seven. Then Russ, Take It All In. September Song by JP Cooper, acoustic version. And my last one would be Do Something Good by Zayn Malik. So that's my 10. Well, I choose that because that's my most played. So yeah. I mean, I probably could listen to it over and over. I mean, it just said that I've listened to Slip Over for like more than 100 times now, so yeah, I can survive. You know, there's that one. So okay, next question. You know, there's that one song that you've always had to have in your collection. What is it? Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. I sing that a lot, and even if sometimes I mess up the lyrics, I just need to sing it. So yeah. Okay, number next. I don't. Although it may be the same as question 10, what is a song you find yourself never sick of singing? It's what's that called again? Oh, nga pala. No, not that. Oh, it's the Tagalog song called Sundo by, is it Mago? So yeah, it's by Imago. Yeah, I always sing that song at when that's like one of my go-to karaoke song. And well, yeah, is it? No, that's not. My go-to karaoke song is something. What is my go-to? But yeah, I always sing lately. The last few times that I've been in karaoke, that's this. I always have to sing that song. So yeah. Next question. An alien race has landed and befriended you. They are asking you to compile a playlist of up to 100 songs for them to bring back. Soldier that exists. Oh my god. So, what? I'm so overwhelmed. They're asking to pile a playlist of up to 100 songs for them to bring up with their flat. So, of course, I'm gonna put some Queen, and Earth, Wind, Fire. I'm gonna put all types of like a few Childish Gambino because duh. And oh my god, yeah, I know I'm gonna sound like Zayn, such a Zayn girl, Zayn Malik, just because I'm biased. And a few Panic at the Disco, 1975 here and there. No, a few indie songs and a few, not just a few, but yeah. And oh my god, I can't decide. And maybe like Backstreet Boys songs and NSYNC. Oh my god, there's a child shouting. What the fuck? I don't know why is there a child shouting. Who is that child? So yeah, and oh no, so many songs to think of. But yeah, or probably a few more. You know what? I know. I'll probably end. This is. I need to compose myself. So, okay, so this is my final answer, I guess. I'm gonna compile all the songs that was performed on Glee and get the original, like because they make covers, right? So the original singers, and I'm gonna. That's the playlist that I'm gonna give them. Yeah, made my life so easy. So okay, I wanna sing a duet with you. What song are we going to sing? So it's ooh, so many songs, so many. It's just from one. Oh my gosh, wanna sing a duet? Oh my god. The first thing that comes into my mind is Someday We'll Know. Someday We'll Know. Or Way Back Into Love. Or if I'm feel. Shit, I really sound like I'm so obsessed with Zayn. I have to, okay. I don't wanna live forever. I don't wanna live forever, cause I know I'm living. Oh. So yeah, but yeah, my answer is probably Way Back Into Love. Yeah, let's take it on the road. We have started a band. What are we called and what is our sound? Well, ooh, I wanna be in an indie band, and so something indie like what you call ooh. So many possibilities. I'm so overwhelmed. I want it to be really obscure, like I'm just checking if it's song band name. So probably yeah, I like the word obscure. I guess that's it. Just obscure. Obscure the band. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Yeah. Obscure. I like that. So I like that. That could be a band name. Right? Okay, so suggest a song that I probably have never heard of, but I think I need in my life. Well, I'm gonna suggest this song by an OPM band called With a Smile, because the username is Ismail and it's just fitting. And well, I mean, there's a chance that you probably haven't heard it since it's a Filipino band. So yeah. Oh my god, can I go back to my answers? Like my go-to bands, I forget all my all those Pinoy bands that I love, like Parokya ni Edgar, Razorhead, Skewshay Hale. Probably I have more of Filipino bands, and I mean Filipino bands that I like. I'm not really that a hardcore fan of Incubus, but yeah, I like their music. So yeah, I remembered it. Yeah. Bonus. Can you sing me something, Puppy Dog Eyes? You don't. See, here's the thing about me. I love to sing, even if I know I'm not good at it. So yeah. My friends are always home. I annoy my friends with my singing voice. So yeah, you don't have to ask me twice. I'm gonna sing for you. Okay, I'm gonna do an a cappella, because I don't know if it's allowed to sing with, yeah, like me. Yeah, but I can't even sing properly. But yes. Okay. I need to see, this is how dedicated I am. I search the lyrics. I'm gonna sing Song Sundo by Imago. The one that I said that I sing a lot. Okay. Oh my god. One, two, three, go. Kahit tagal kong sinusuyod ang buong mundo para hanapin. Again! There's a freaking end in the lyrics. Again. I'm sorry about that. So, yeah. One, two, kahit tagal kong sisuyod ang buong mundo para hanapin ka, nilibot ang distrito ng iyong lumbay, pupulutin ka, sinusundo kita. Sinusundo, asahan mo mula ngayon, pag-ibig ko'y sa'yo. Asahan mo mula ngayon, pag-ibig ko'y sa'yo. Sa akin mo isabit ang pangarap mo, di ko kulangin ang ibibigay. Isuko ang kabatuluyan kang bumitaw, kay manalig ka. Sinusundo kita. Sinusundo, asahan mo mula ngayon, pag-ibig ko'y sa'yo. Asahan mo mula ngayon, pag-ibig ko'y sa'yo. Okay, that's it. So yeah, I hope you have fun listening with me ramble again. So thank you for making this questionnaire. It was really fun to answer. So yeah, goodbye.